This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Now more of Jones and Keefe on WEEI.
It's an interesting song choice by Nick. I'm not sure how that relates to anything we've discussed
Random.
Today. Just a big Clapton fan.
Mm-hmm.
So that was Phil Perry on The Offense and Drake May yesterday. An uneven day.
Yeah.
I guess that's progress from four picks. I mean, I'll acknowledge
Step in the right direction.
At least the guy, I don't want to say didn't turn it over, because as you heard Phil say, they fumbled the final snap, but no interceptions out of Drake May. I think Dobbs did have one yesterday. But that's progress for the offense. Still uneven. Defense ahead of the offense. Concerning, or are all your fears after the four-pick day kind of out the window and it's just, you know, whatever. It's early. It's OTAs. No big deal.
Yeah, I think it's mostly that. It's early. It's OTAs. It's a new offense. It's new teammates for Drake May. So, yeah, I'm not just completely dismissing four picks, but you're saying, all right, it's early. It's May. We still have a long way to go here. So
he doesn't have Party Boy out there yet.
Doesn't have our guy Diggs. No. Not yet. Doesn't have Pink Cocaine himself running routes for him, which should be his best receiver at some point whenever he does return. So, I mean, you got to sort of start somewhere, and it seems like they got a long way to go. But the good news is you got a lot of days between now and the start of the season.
Drake May yesterday, 9 of 17. His day ended, as you heard, with a fumbled snap. Not very efficient, says Mark Daniels. Patriots defense looks ahead of the offense. I mean, is that potentially part of the story? Defense is way improved.
Yeah, I mean,
not to let the offense off the hook, but is there a chance the defense is just good?
The defense should be good, although I thought it was going to be better last year than it was, and
me
it
too.
Sucked. Now, they did bring in a lot of new guys, right? So you're not simply saying, oh, Mike Vrabel's going to coach him up and Terrell Williams is going to coach him up. No, you went out and got a player or two at every level of the defense that should be better than what you had a year ago. Like, you have good corners. I think your safeties are fine, but you have better linebackers. You have better defensive front. So, yeah, I mean, I think top 10 defense for the upcoming season is not out of the realm. And in fact, if any of our numbers are right about win, like 9 or 10 wins, they probably better have a top 10 defense, because I think the hope would be more middle of the pack offense, right? Like, take that step forward and then sort of see where it goes. But defense, if it's not in the top 10, that path to the playoffs, I think, is going to be a lot more difficult.
This was Mike Vrabel, and you heard this live on Jones and Keefe yesterday. We carried it live. But this is Vrabel before yesterday's OTA session. He was asked about May's interceptions from the week prior. I don't know. Give this a listen and see if he sounds a little lukewarm on Drake May, if he sounds fully bought in on Drake May. Make your own decision. This was Vrabel yesterday.
Last time we were out here for practice, Drake had a few interceptions. do you care? How do you view moments
like that on a practice field? I think that I care about every player's performance and that we continue to improve, and that there has been great improvement over, you know, the day. Everybody's going to have a bad day. There's a lot of reasons that, you know, go into it. We're not going to analyze every single practice and have explanations for things that came up. But the command, the operation, all those things have continued to improve. And I don't know who asked me, but, you know, what I thought would be a successful day. And then, sure enough, I told you those things weren't going to happen. So hopefully the operation, the communication today, the execution has got to be better. We only have so many of these opportunities. And I'm hopeful that in front of us, the crowd, the media, that we have a better day.
Okay, and they did. I mean, they had a better day. I wouldn't call it a great day. Phil called it uneven.
Yeah. A step forward.
Yeah.
A slight step forward.
I do like that Vrabel acknowledged, though, like, yeah, I care. We're not trying to throw four picks from our starting quarterback in our first team offense.
Why else would they be out there?
I like that he acknowledged though. Like, let's not brush it off. Like, Drake May might see this, and if you're like, it's no big deal, it's just May, I don't think that conveys the right message. If you're saying, well, yeah, I care, and yeah, we're paying attention to it, and hopefully we have a better day. I mean, hopefully he's saying the same thing behind closed doors, but I think these public messages are important. They filter back to the team, and they should put an emphasis on these things. As you just said, they do it for a reason.
Yeah, not to go full Allen Iverson, right, about, like, you know, practice, but, like, you're doing it for a reason. You're trying to get better. You have a long way to go. And then specifically with this one, because it's a group that we haven't seen play together. We haven't seen them play under Josh McDaniels. And they're not like an established group, right? Like, if you told me, you know, 2011, Tom Brady didn't look good in one of these practices, you'd be like, who cares?
Yeah.
I don't care. In fact, I don't even need him to practice.
Big deal.
Right. Like, there's a bunch of guys where you're like, sit him down until the season starts. My favorite thing is 07. Randy Moss didn't play until the first week of the season. He, like, wasn't even around. And it was like, there he goes, and he was awesome. Those guys were, like, already Hall of Famers at the time. This is a completely different story. So every little thing that you do, like, it should matter. And Vrabel made that clear.
And especially with a second-year quarterback.
Yeah, yeah.
So you can weigh in on this. 617-779-7937. We're starting Patriots. Steph Diggs and the fallout from the boat video that was circulating yesterday with whatever was in the little baggie. Drake May. A better, still not great day for the Patriots offense. Your expectations there. We're going to talk to Bradfo at 11:30. Rob Bradford, WEEI.com. Baseball Isn't Boring podcast. We'll get some thoughts on the Red Sox coming up as well. Another great outing for them yesterday.
No, it wasn't.
Some
it was
very,
not.
Very, very satisfactory answers, I thought, from Craig Breslow
Doesn't
today.
Doesn't sound like a robot at all.
On the Greg Hill show. Sounds like Roman Anthony. They're ready to call him up. Yeah. All the good things you wanted to
and
hear.
And it makes sense. You hear it and you're like, all right, what are you saying? It makes a lot of sense to me.
At high noon, we're going to go on the clock. We're going to fix the Red Sox in just 60 seconds.
Good.
They got problems. We're fixing them. We'll hear from you as well. Plus, Rich Keefe has a preview of a few sports docs on Netflix.
Ooh.
And a Key for Madness at 12:45. Stay tuned for all that. In the meantime, let's knock out some phone calls here. Franco is in Eastie. What's up, Franco?
Hey, what's going on, man? First off, I wanted to talk about the Stephon Diggs thing.
Sure.
I feel like a lot of people aren't listening, like really listening to what he said to those girls when he handed them that bag. That's how you'll know. You know if it was a substance or not. You know, that's all I got to say, man.
Okay.
Yeah, he said, what, don't take the whole thing?
Yeah, hang on. We read all this yesterday. Complex, one of my favorite.
Yeah, you're always on Complex.
One of my favorite websites.
You have the subscription?
Had a good breakdown.
Yeah.
He said, what's my name? The women said, they start calling him daddy.
Yeah.
He says, no, I'm Mr. Make It Happen on a Boat.
Mr. Make It Happen on a Boat, which is a long name. But I like it. Like, Mr. Make It Happen is good, but then when you, like, add the detail on a boat.
On a boat.
You're not Mr. Make It Happen on land.
No.
Mr. Make It Happen on
a
boat.
When I'm out on the open ocean, I will make it happen.
So this season, we have to decide right now as a show, do we call Steph Diggs Mr. Make It Happen on a Boat or Pink Cocaine?
Or Daddy.
I'm not calling him that.
Well, that's an option.
I'm not calling him that.
Well, let's make a poll.
If you want to put that on the boat, yeah, great. If you want to put it on there, fine.
Yeah.
Say my name.
I think it has to be one of the two.
Yeah.
I think Mr. Make It Happen on a Boat is probably a little bit more.
It's a little wordy.
That's Mr. Unlimited territory, though.
Yeah.
A little
Unlimited.
Bit.
Unlimited.
Yeah, but Mr. Unlimited was calling himself Mr. Unlimited.
He was calling himself Mr. Make It Happen on a Boat.
I bet those girls called him that, too. I got a feeling those girls also said that.
He then whipped out a
unlimited,
a small baggie.
Unlimited.
He whipped out a small baggie, Keith.
Okay,
is what
it looked more like a tin.
He took. Oh, you think it was a tin?
No, actually, maybe it was a baggie.
Well, they, you know what? Complex calls it a small container with an unknown substance.
All right.
And if it is pink cocaine, I don't know what it is.
It was Big League Chew.
But if it is pink cocaine, that actually isn't cocaine, as we discussed yesterday.
No, it's not.
Ketamine,
it's not
cocaine. It's MDMA, methamphetamine. Maybe it's just caffeine.
It's like a chef salad.
Tusi, as we discussed yesterday. That's a street name for it.
Yeah, thanks.
But he warned the gals, don't take all of it, I think is probably what he's referencing.
Which... He's talking about that. Just so we're clear. You never know what's going to be tossed around out there.
No,
so.
No, you do not.
So the last call just wanted to point us in the direction that it may have been some sort of narcotics.
It may or may not be drugs.
Okay.
Which, you know, allegedly.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay.
Now, look, I don't know how these road shows go, Keith.
Maybe I'd like to try them in some of that cocaine.
I don't know how these road shows go.
Yeah.
But I'm very curious to find out.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah.
It can also mean drugs.
Our good pal JP in North Providence has some thoughts on the,
all right,
the
Rhode
outing
Island.
Tonight. What's up, JP?
Jones, Keith, I got a quick Keithspiracy before some tips on Newport.
Okay.
Maybe the grave digger was trying to do bear versus shark, and he was going to toss him in the water to see if the sharks win on this one. You never know. Could be a tribute to your show.
Sure.
As far as tonight, I got a couple of questions, suggestions. One, Jones,
Suggest a quad dog. We already got that suggested.
No,
I'm wearing flip-flops.
Do you have an Izod sweater over your shoulder?
I did pack a quarter zip. I have that packed.
Okay. How late will you guys be there? Because I'm going to try to get there from Boston because I don't live far from there. Will you be there at 9 o'clock, 8:30? Okay. How late?
Yeah. Well, 7:30 to 9:30 is the official on paper, but really TBD.
Great.
I mean, really, who knows how late, JP?
And you want to go to One Pelham East with Wiggy afterwards. They got Sugar Babies there. It's a good cover band. Hop in place on a Thursday right in Newport Brick Market.
Cover band. And then Wiggy.
Thanks, JP.
Wiggy will claim he was never there in the first place.
Never there.
Tomorrow
is
what he's going to claim. Okay. But yeah, no, we're at the landing tonight. Greg told me you're not going to be there for the dinner beforehand, correct?
No.
Greg told me I'm on the hook for dinner, which I'm admittedly a little nervous about. But yeah, we'll be at the landing tonight, and then we'll be at the Lobster Bar tomorrow in Newport. It is a Greg Hill show, road show, after show.
That's it.
Jones and Keith there tomorrow, 10 to 2. 617-779-7937. We'll get to the Red Sox coming up. I also want to get to what I think was an actual coaching moment yesterday from Vrabel. Unlike Gerard Mayo, this guy's actually going to coach the team. Let's get to it next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play, no purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore, from action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Jones and Keefe.
Jones and Keefe.
On WEEI.
Pardon the pun, very on the nose. What is this song about? I feel like I'm not great sometimes with these lyricists. You're just like, man, what is the meaning of this
song? You know
what?
I don't like songs that make you think.
Let me tell you flat out. I love cocaine.
I'm not trying to use not trying to use my brain.
No.
I'm not trying to do that. Yeah. Just hit me over the head with it, please.
To be clear, pink cocaine, not actually cocaine.
No.
Despite the snappy name.
No, that would be a much wordier. Yeah. I love the methamphetamine. I love the ketamine.
The ketamine.
I love MDMA. The Molly. Yeah, exactly. Well, that's, again, just kind of an out-of-nowhere song selection by
Nick. Yeah, Nick's crushing it this first hour.
I mean, good start. No pun intended.
I'm out of cocaine songs.
No pun intended.
No, you're not.
Nick, absolutely not. Crushing it. You heard the story there from Tommy Curran.
Yep.
On the Pats Talk podcast yesterday. Mike Vrabel was walking off the practice field with Javon Baker yesterday after practice, continuing to coach him based on one play. I'm reading here from Reese. Baker caught a deep pass. Appearing to push off, reset. So he pushed off.
Pass interference.
And
got
he
it.
Actually caught one, which I Whee! Understand him being very excited
He's
about.
He's got to be thrown.
He actually caught a pass.
Good for him.
He had to shove the defender over to do it.
It's okay.
But he actually caught a pass, and he celebrated afterwards.
Great.
Very on brand.
I kind of like it.
Vrabel wanted him back in the huddle quickly and let him know in decisive terms.
Dude had a delay game in a practice.
So in real time, Vrabel's like, you clown, get back in the huddle.
Yeah.
And then after the practice is over, he was still in his ear.
Coaching.
Coaching him up
is what he was doing.
Coming off the field, which I do find refreshing, not to keep comparing everything to Mayo a year ago.
Yeah, but it was the last coach, so that's what it is.
But I don't, I remember plenty of stories about these guys acting like clowns last year. I don't remember a lot of coaches reeling them in, so I find that refreshing.
No. In fact, and this one ended up getting solved. Remember early on in camp, Judon came out, then he left, then he came back out. He was, like, sitting around the pads, not doing anything. Like, then he eventually got traded. But remember early on, it was kind of odd, like, what the hell was even going on with him. But this is good because Javon Baker, I feel like the outcomes for him are wild. Like, it could be cut. He could be cut immediately, maybe the most likely.
Uh-huh.
Could he be, like, the third or fourth best receiver on the team?
I mean, no.
Okay.
I mean, I don't think so.
Maybe it speaks more to the guys that are on the roster.
Did you see the video?
Which one?
Freeze Pops tweeted out yesterday.
He dropped the ball.
The first two guys through the line.
Well, one of them was Polk.
In the drill.
Yeah.
Are Polk and Baker.
The tough drill, though.
Consecutive passes. drop.
They weren't warmed up yet. It's fine.
They hit them both in the hands. Oh, we have
it. It's on Twitch right now. Terp, great job.
So they're good defenders.
These two bozos.
And if you're saying defenders, it's four tackling dummies that aren't doing anything, and they go like to the other side of it. They throw the ball. They're standing in line. They're just wearing helmets. There's no other equipment. The ball is being tossed to him from like 6 yards away. That's insane.
Let me tell
you, God, I don't say this often.
Polk looks cool though. He's got like the sleeves rolled up. Like Polk is looking good.
We do this drill in the backyard. Little Cece Keefe. She's never dropped one. She's five.
This drill is actually about the ball down.
Yeah. Oh, they're playing defense now?
Yeah.
They moved Baker to defense.
Oh my God.
That's what happens with the bad receivers like in college. They're like, all right, you do that happens to you twice. Yeah. You're lining up a corner next week.
You want Wolves? Drafting history wrapped up in one clip.
Yep.
Great job by Freeze Pops. Those two morons.
And then cut to a 20-minute highlight video of Ladd McConkey.
So I'm sorry. So you think one of those guys might be the number four receiver is what I heard you say?
Javon Baker.
Okay.
I like that draft pick. He was terrible, but he also didn't really get a chance. Now, part of that, how bad was he in practice? We don't know. I feel like
Javon Baker's much more excusable than the Polk selection.
Yeah, because it was way lower, but I'm also saying we've seen more of Polk than Baker. So I feel like Polk, to me, there is no like multiple outcomes. Like he stinks. I'm done with Polk.
Right. We actually
Baker's still a little bit unknown,
which is a bad sign. But it is at least unknown whether or not he can produce out there. because he wasn't really out there.
But I also
Polk was out there and can't stay in bounds and can't catch. And yeah,
I also love. So you can't tell us we're making too big a deal out of OTAs if Javon Baker's celebrating a catch. If he's acting like he just scored a touchdown in the Super Bowl,
shoves down some fourth string defender.
It's like, dude, it's practice in May. Nobody has pads on, and he's dancing around and like not getting back to the huddle.
He couldn't catch with the blocking pads on him, so I understand why he's celebrating catching one down the field.
Those blocking pads are like 6 feet high.
Yeah, it's big.
Tall. You got to get past them to get freed up.
Unbelievable.
Back-to-back drops.
Do you think either of them are on the team, Baker or Polk?
Is Diggs starting the year
this,
on the team?
This, to me, is the loophole. That's the way one of them might sneak on, is if Diggs starts on PUP, which I think is likely.
So let's say Diggs starts the year of the team, just for giggles.
If Diggs starts the year of the team, those guys
Holland,
are cut.
Diggs, Holland, Williams.
Yep, Bourne.
Bourne.
Pop.
And probably Pop or Booty.
I mean, I think,
right now, there are...
No, you're right.
Six or seven guys ahead of last year's draft.
And
class.
You're right. And even if Diggs starts on PUP, Booty should make it over these two.
He should.
Yeah. So these guys are cuts, I think.
Yeah. They better squeeze the ball a little bit there.
And Vrabel already yelling at one of them. Probably not a great sign. Allen is in Nashville, but says he's got something for us tonight. Go ahead, Allen.
Oh, this is great. Maybe it's just advice.
Okay.
So I was, first of all, I agree with you on Vrabel. I like the attitude he has and how he's directing the team. But what I really wanted to call about was making sure you're going to be at the landing. And which one of you is the Korn fan?
I am.
That's Keith.
I am a huge fan of Korn. I think we're all fans of Korn. But
are you going to touch Tunes a song over? What are you going to do?
No, I have something very special for you tonight. Just wanted to confirm you're going to be there.
I'll be there.
Before I... brought it. It's not huge. It'll fit in a small bag.
Same.
It's something very special from Korn. I worked with them while I was at Epic. So
okay.
I'm going to bring you something nice.
Wow.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Alan.
Alan, I didn't realize you're in the music industry.
I love that.
Is that why you're in Nashville?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's a lie. I'm actually in New York and Rhode Island, but...
Wait, what's a lie? You were in the music industry? Okay, what? Wait, well, I'm just confused now. What's the lie?
I am getting a gift, right?
No, you're... So Keith's getting a gift. Great. You're not getting anything.
That's fine.
I've been in the music industry for 33 years, and I'm bringing Keith a Korn gift. If you have a favorite band, let me know. Maybe I'll find another gift for you.
Okay, great.
Okay, that's awesome, Alan.
Alan, this is...
We'll be there. I appreciate that.
What a generous!
I'll be the one with the fresh haircut.
What a generous man! I'll be the one dressed like my wife dressed me, because she did.
Yeah,
yeah. I can't.
I'm excited about that.
I didn't know. Well, I was about to say we were getting gifts. You're getting a gift.
Do you think it's a 7-string guitar, which famously Korn plays?
He said it's small.
Yeah,
yeah.
Maybe it's a pick. I'd take a Korn pick.
A pick.
A pick would be sick. Or a drumstick.
Drumstick. Nice. Now we're talking. That a lock of like a
little dread.
Yeah, it's like that's what I was just going to say, a lock of hair from his
dreads. It's a snare drum. I got to hold it all night. It's like, what do I do with this? Like, it's for you. Like, okay.
Well, I'm excited. Let me tell you, this thing's going one of two ways tonight, Keith.
It's going great.
It's either going to be epic or we're never going to be invited back, maybe to Newport again. Never mind on another road
trip. Are
we
just the Polk and Baker of WEI? That's the concern.
Don't open that up to the people. I don't even want to hear how people react to that question. No. Take that one back.
Forget it. Dump that, Nick.
617-779-7937. We will be at the landing. Bring gifts for Keith.
I'm excited to hear what more cocaine songs Nick could come up with during the show.
Yeah, and I don't
There's
know
gotta
why,
be more. Nick.
I don't understand why he's on just this this path today. It's above my head, but it's been you're getting a lot of shout outs on the text line, Nick, for your song choices today. They are loving it. Let's get to the Red Sox, something we don't love so much. They've done it to us again. No clear answers on Roman. I was promised changes on the off day. It's the off day.
No changes.
Doesn't sound like any changes.
Although maybe they sent me a City Connect jersey. Maybe today's the day.
Maybe today is the day.
I'll have to check again.
Do you think they could be... They heard about the road show. Do you think they could be sending it to
the Hojos?
Well, hopefully they
know we're staying at the Hojos.
Hopefully they know we're in Middletown and not New
York. Well, it's a stone's throw. Well, it's fine.
Okay.
Maybe it'll be there.
Let's get to the Red Sox next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like.
Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.